Today's Gospel from St. John, we have Jesus' second public miracle, which was the curing of the royal official's son, which the Lord worked this miracle at a distance. So when we look for a moment this morning at all the recorded miracles in the New Testament, there's only 33 recorded miracles of Christ in the New Testament. Now, of course, at the end of John's Gospel, he says, if everything that the Lord did and said were to be written down, the world is not big enough to contain all the books that would need it to be written. So that's how many signs and wonders and miracles the Lord worked. Probably thousands upon thousands of miracles. But what's interesting is that there's only 33 different miracles of the Lord recorded in Scripture. The first one, of course, was the wedding feast of Cana. And we notice when we look at an overview of these miracles, 8 of the miracles showed the Lord's power over nature. For example, the first one was changing water into wine. Then Jesus calmed the storm. He also walked on water. He brought about miraculously large catches of fish, and that occurred on 2 different occasions. He multiplied the loaves and fish and fed crowds of thousands of people. That occurred on 2 separate occasions. And then Jesus cursed the fig tree. So those are the 8 miracles in the New Testament that show the Lord's power over nature. Then there's 25 miracles where the Lord shows His power to help human beings, to help men and women. 6 times He cast out demons. 15 times He healed diseases or other physical defects. Once He restored a severed ear. That was remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, to the Malchus, the high priest's servant. And then 3 times He raised the dead. 2 men and a little girl. Lazarus, the only son of the widow of Nain, and the daughter of Jairus. So He had 3 times raised the dead. So those are the 33 miracles recorded in Scripture. And just to remind you of some of them, one was today's Gospel. We have this. What was unique about this miracle is that the Lord worked this miracle at a distance. Normally, He would be right with the person and cure them. But this time, He told the official that his son would live. And the Lord cured him at a distance. You may remember some of the other fascinating miracles. The curing of the paralytic that was raised down from the roof by his friends when the Lord first forgave his sins and then restored his health. The man with the withered hand who held it out and was immediately cured. The centurion's servant, very similar to today's gospel, that was cured by the Lord. The woman with the hemorrhage, the bleeding, that reached out and touched the Lord's garment and was cured. The paralytic by the pool, who the Lord directly cured as well. The Canaanite woman, the man who was deaf and dumb, the blind man in Bethsaida, the demoniac boy. And one of the most interesting ones was when they didn't have enough money to pay the taxes, and St. Peter says, where are we going to get the money? Jesus says, go fishing, and the first fish you catch in its mouth will be a coin. Then there was the man who was blind from birth, the curing of the 10 lepers who were cured and only one came back to thank the Lord, the curing of the blind man at Jericho, of course the healing of Malchus's ear. And only twice did any of the Lord's miracles actually bring about destruction, and that was the cursing of the fig tree and then the driving out the demons into the swine that ran down the bluff. So the easy way to remember that is the figs and the pigs. Those were the Lord's 2 miracles of destruction. All the other ones were of healing and restoration. And then lastly, the Lord's crowning miracle. In fact, there was actually one private miracle that the Lord worked even before the wedding feast of Cana. And that was a miracle when he was in the womb, when he sanctified his cousin John the Baptist. See, we forget about that one. But remember when Mary brought Jesus, he was only 6 days in her womb, and then Elizabeth heard Mary's voice? John the Baptist leapt in her womb and was sanctified. So that was actually the Lord's first private miracle, and that was done from the womb. But his first public one was Cana, and from Cana to Calvary, 33 miracles recorded. But then his crowning miracle was the resurrection. Miracle number 34, when he raised himself from the dead.